or by saying it aloud. It's not unspiritual in any way to ask for and then to receive help. Sometimes spiritually minded people are only accustomed to giving and to helping others, and they are reluctant to ask for and to receive help for themselves. Sometimes we believe that we don't deserve to receive, yet manifesting isn't about getting at all. It's about giving. Let me explain. Let's suppose that you know you are a healer, or you suspect that healing is your life's purpose. You will require support in several ways to fulfill this function. Perhaps you'll need education or training, and some place to conduct your healing sessions. You'll need a telephone, and perhaps support staff, and certainly you'll need clients. Is it wrong, or are you undeserving in any way of receiving this help, which actually supports you as you help others? Looking at it this way, you see that manifesting with the angels simply means that you adopt a lifestyle where you are more able to give to the world, and you deserve to give. When we work with the angels to manifest our life's purpose, we act as a team player. Far from shirking our personal responsibilities, we become a teammate with the divine wisdom, creativity, love, and intelligence that is the true essence of everything. Just as a basketball player depends upon his teammates to help him pass the ball toward the basket, so do we interact with our angels to bring our purpose to fruition. When I was a little girl, my parents, who are both metaphysically minded people, taught me the principles of purposeful manifestation. I remember, for instance, when I was 6 years old and my father decided to quit his corporate job and he wanted to start a home-based business selling articles, books, and plans for his life's passion of model airplanes. Initially, because of our expectations, of course, our family income dropped substantially. During this transition period, we were very much in need of a new car, and we seemed to not have enough money to buy one. So my parents, who've always shied away from credit, decided to use the principles of manifestation so that we could own a new car free and clear right away. First, they decided what kind of car they wanted. This is the first step in manifesting, deciding what you want. You can ask God and the angels to help you to know what you need. They will give you clear guidance at your request. You'll experience a process that the angels will take you through to help you with this, called progression. Progression is similar to regression, except that it takes you forward in linear time. In this way, you can look at your future life and see yourself with your purpose fully manifested. You can also see what material and psychological support systems that are manifested for you in the future that will help you fulfill your purpose. Your angels will show you the future reality that you will experience if you hold your thoughts to those of love. You, of course, have other reality options open to you. However, the angels will show you a life where you are completely on the path and are working purposefully on your life's mission. As you experience this progression, please note everything involved. Notice how you feel emotionally and physically. Please notice what you see, who you are with, and what you are doing. The angels will then help you to manifest all this support for your purpose. During the process of progression, your lower self or your ego may tell you that your experience is a product of your imagination, that you're just making it up or it's mere wishful thinking. A client of mine who experienced progression a few years ago thought that she was making the whole thing up when she saw her future. During our progression, I took this client 1 year into her future. There, she saw herself living in a beautiful condominium that she owned close to the beach. And she also saw that her marriage difficulties were resolved. In addition, my client saw herself getting ready to take a European vacation. As she described her progression to me, my client said that she was sure she had made the whole thing up. "It's just too good to be true," she exclaimed. Well, I got a call from her exactly 1 year from the date of our progression. "You'll never guess what has happened since our session," she said. "I purchased a white condominium close to the beach, just like I saw in our session. My marital situation also got resolved, and, as